evening. Welcome to the Buck Stops here. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the program tonight, is India at risk of losing the IPL, the Indian Premier League of Cricket? Fed up of court cases, the most recent being linked to matches being ordered out of Maharashtra because of the drought. The leadership of the Indian Premier League has already said that they will consider moving the 2017 edition out of India. On the program tonight, is the Indian Premier League an easy target? Everyone's favorite whipping boy. Should the IPL be moved out of India? Well, joining us right away, Rajiv Shukla, Chairman of the Indian Premier League. Mr. Shukla, thank you very much for speaking to us. Bottom line, sir.
Thank you, Vishnu.
Are you fed up of all the court cases against you, against the IPL?
No. Well, it's not the question of getting fed up, because courts are there to, you know, go for a judicious view. So we are not, you know, fed up with the courts. People, they approach the court, then court has to deliver a judgment.
So are you fed up with people pushing these cases against you?
No. What we are saying, that IPL, so currently one thing I want to make it very clear, categorical also,
yeah,
that our focus right now is IPL 9. IPL 9 is already going on, and we want this task to be accomplished, and IPL should be completed without any problem in future. Whatever has happened, has happened. And accordingly, we have taken steps. Though there were a lot many difficulties moving out certain matches here and there, but we have done it. And Mumbai Cricket Association, Maharashtra Cricket Association, because they are the affected parties, they have approached the Supreme Court also. So we are waiting for Supreme Court's verdict. But you know, everywhere people have gone, once they have seen in Mumbai, they have gone everywhere to file PIL on water issue. We are already clarifying it that we are not using the potable water. There is no water loss. What we are doing, we are only using a sewage water in Mumbai, water from well in Nagpur, and apart from that, in Pune only the harvested water is being used.
Okay. So,
but other parts of the country also people have gone and filed the PILs. What we are trying to suggest, that is for the court to take a view, and we all respect the court. The only thing is that why Honorary Secretary has made this statement, because you know, IPL, after a long, it has become actually a global brand. After FIFA, this is the most important league, which is being telecast in 182 countries. In 60 years time, this is first sports event which has become an international brand.
No, but Mr. Shukla,
brand.
Bottom line,
how much effort and endeavors. Vishnu, I want to say, how much effort has been put in into it. Now it's very easy to bring it down.
No, so people are deliberately bringing it down.
Consider that
people are deliberately bringing it down.
Support IPL.
There is some sort of a conspiracy. People are being deliberately vindictive. Is that what you are saying?
No, I won't say there is a conspiracy. But people, there are certain people who think IPL is a whipping boy. Whoever comes, just hit the IPL and go ahead. There were 24 matches already taken place in Maharashtra just last month during T20 World Cup. Nobody raised any issue. So why IPL is being targeted?
So Mr. Shukla, tell me this. I'm not sure we've heard this from you before. What is the rough financial penalty that the Indian Premier League's teams are suffering because of these matches being moved out? A rough figure in Maharashtra.
I can't tell you the rough figure, because we haven't calculated as yet, but obviously when matches are shifted, I mean franchisees, they lose lots of money, their publicity and everything which they had put in respect to cities, and the sponsors which they had got, they lose out all that. Apart from, you know, for BCCI, huge expenses, because the entire equipment is being shifted from one place to another. This logistical, you know, I mean, activities, humongous activities, they take place. And then we have to get ready those stadiums also. So all the efforts, you know, so obviously the expenses are much expenses hardly matters for us. Farmers' cause is very important. But is it going to solve the problems which Maharashtra and other states are facing?
Okay.
I think you need a larger plan, a bigger effort, a bigger endeavor.
So and therefore, to Mr. support. Shukla, bottom line, I understand what it is that you are trying to say. Would you say that there is an image issue? The image is here, is the Indian Premier League with a lot of song and dance, a lot of action, a lot of fun-packed activity, and that's what it's supposed to be. And on the other hand, we've got the reality of drought in the country, of so many people losing their livelihoods, if not their lives. And therefore, in the present situation, to have this is an image issue. It's an image issue, an image problem the IPL is facing. Is that what it is?
No. What I am trying to say, that water issue is one thing. We are willing to help whatever we can do. But by shifting 3 or 4 matches of IPL, is it going to solve the problem?
Okay.
It's a much, much bigger problem.
So now,
and you need to, you know, find out the major solutions. These are not the solutions, shifting IPL matches.
Okay, you, so these so are knee-jerk solutions.
It's only symbolic.
Yeah, okay.
But only as symbolic. Well, you know, but IPL always attracts publicity.
Why does the IPL attract negative publicity, Mr. IPL, Shukla?
You know, I mean, the
why does the IPL attract negative
That's
publicity?
Because lots of media coverage to IPL related events, IPL related news. So that's why people think that if you go after IPL, you will get a lot.
So should it be shifted out?
Publicity.
Bottom line, 2017, are you looking at moving it out of India, or is this just a threat?
No, right now nothing has been decided, because it's only, you know, I mean, the prerogative of the governing council to decide. So far we have not applied our mind, and
are
concentrating on IPL 9, which is going on.
And no, but Mr. Shukla, I understand you have to get this edition out of the way.
IPL governing council will deliberate upon it.
So, okay, they will. So when will the governing council deliberate? So a specific meeting of the governing council will decide whether to stay on in India or go out next year? That's going to happen when, sir?
Well, once IPL 9 is over, then only we will think about it. Right now, we are concentrating on IPL 9. And we are not thinking anything.
So,
anything
hypothetically, sir, if you choose to move out, where would you go?
No, I can't respond to these queries, because nothing has been decided, nothing has been considered, nothing has been thought of.
Mr. Shukla,
takes place and governing council members give their views, I can't say anything.
So, do you think Anurag Thakur, the secretary of the BCCI, spoke too early, spoke too soon, was premature in saying that the governing, that a lot will depend on availability of venues and prevailing conditions? That's what he said. That's his quote.
Well, Anurag has said nothing wrong. What he said, the governing council may think on it. It's up to the governing council. He has also put the onus on governing council.
No, he has.
So, governing council will consider.
Okay. A KPMG study has said that the total economic output of IPL 2015 was $418 million. Would this be, do you believe that by taking out IPL from India, you would end up impacting our economy?
Well, your question itself is an answer. And in coming years, this quantum is going to increase. The value is going to enhance.
And would it be more profitable for you?
Dubai alone earned $30 million for few matches.
Yes. Now, would holding the IPL abroad be financially better for you, for the Indian for the BCCI, for the IPL franchise, IPL itself? Would you make money easier abroad? Is that what might be the case?
My opinion is that IPL, we all want, whether we say President or Anurag, we say Secretary, and I personally feel that IPL should take place in India, because it's Indian brand and I want it to happen in India. But you know, if every day there is some problem here or there or for some regions, then it becomes very difficult for the organizers what to do. If you had been in my place, even you would have been frustrated.
Now, let's talk about this water issue some more. The Karnataka State Cricket Association has got sewage treatment plant. It's got its own sewage treatment plant. It's not a new demand per se, but are you at one level disappointed that other franchises, other stadiums, other state cricket boards have not done enough to have such sewage treatment plants, which is why you find yourself in this mess in the first place?
You know, most of the state associations, they are working on it. In Bombay, they had made the arrangement for this year with a turf club. They were going to get sewage water from turf club, but Maharashtra has already done this arrangement. Karnataka has already done this statement. Vidarbha has already done this arrangement. So they are not using the municipal water, they are not using the potable water. So all these steps are being taken in different states, and in future also we will take this precaution. We will be asking our state officials to work on it.
Last question.
We also want to, yes, we want to save water.
Yes.
We want to sell farmers everywhere.
So just a last question to you. You've spoken about the water issue. What are the other problems you believe which could contribute to possibly thinking about moving IPL out, apart from water? Or are your concerns all water related?
No, water is this year. Otherwise, you know, problems keep coming. Sometimes some kind of demand, people, they go and dig the pitches that you can't, certain players can't play in certain state, particular state. So that's another problem. So not many problems, they crop up. And you don't know in IPL 10 what kind of problem is going to crop up.
All right, Mr. Shukla, one final question to you. It would obviously be very sad if the IPL did move away from India. Would it ever be the same? Would you be forced to take a decision which would actually be unprofitable for you?
Well, it's not question of our profit. The whole focus is how to, you know, conduct the league, because league has become a global brand. League, everybody awaits for the league.
Yes.
So league has to take place. Keeping that in mind, and we need to grow cricket. Same, KPMG study has, you know, shown that 92% people in India, they still watch cricket, and all other sports are remaining 8%. So it's a great service to the people of the country. So we have to show them the cricket.
Okay.
We have to organize events. So all this is important for us. So I mean, from bottom of our heart, we would like to have it in India. But you know, this issue will be discussed and deliberated upon in the governing council.
All right. Well, Rajiv Shukla, thanks very much for joining us over there. The chairman of the IPL expressing what he says are fairly serious concerns, but as far as this edition is concerned, it's important to get this season. Thanks very much for joining us. Also joining us at this stage, Bimal Soni is the former deputy president of the Rajasthan Cricket Association, somebody who believes that the IPL and India are absolutely synonymous. It cannot move away from this country. And we've got Rahul Mehra, the lawyer and sports activist, somebody who's got his concerns on the IPL. Rahul, the question, a lot of people would say, let's not mix up issues. Drought is terrible. We have an incredible problem. But why mix up cricket with this larger issue? They need to be tackled independently.
Well, Vishnu, first of all, you know, one would have liked somebody from BCCI to be on the panel.
Mr. Shukla didn't want to debate.
BCCI
he did not want to debate. On this, he wanted
exactly,
a one-on-one.
So I'm
glad you asked, because
Vishnu,
I can clarify. I should have clarified that earlier.
Vishnu, exactly my point. I think you've just answered my concern. You know, it's important to understand why BCCI can't even sit with common citizens on a TV show. So what's the concern that they're going to show for the citizens of India otherwise? But that's on a lighter note. Let's continue with the discussion that you have. Vishnu, the issue is not about drought alone. It's about the deficit in the entire capital that BCCI has in fact made for itself. Today there is a trust deficit amongst the citizens, and I dare say there is a complete trust deficit as far as the Supreme Court of India goes, because BCCI over the years and over decades has shown that they are a closed shop, if I may call it. It's completely averse to transparency. They do not believe in accountability. They only talk about service when they are up against a wall. Otherwise, they are arrogant. At a drop of a hat, they would actually made up security concerns shift IPL to South Africa. But for droughts and other things, I don't think IPL needs to be moved out. I think people who are actually eating the vitals of cricket, be it in IPL or in BCCI or anywhere else, they need to be moved out.
The only point I would disagree with is, you know, your one statement where you said that, you know, there is a trust factor, people are losing confidence in the BCCI, people are losing confidence perhaps in the IPL. a lot of people would say that cricket is so watched in this country, at the end of the day, the only thing that people are doing is watching cricket and watching the IPL. So how have people stopped trusting the institution of cricket? They may have concerns about it.
So Vishnu, have an independent survey when IPL 1 happened, and have a survey today. And the question should be, how many people believe these are games which are honest games and genuine games? You will get your answer, Vishnu.
You
think we are starved of entertainment.
Are you suggesting that these
in India,
games are
only
real?
It's only Bollywood films. It's only Bollywood. I'm not suggesting anything. I'm saying this is the perception.
Okay.
I'm not talking about what is right, what is wrong, what is truth, what is far away from the truth. Who am I to judge that? You posed a question. I'm trying to answer it.
Okay.
For you.
Okay, Bimal Soni.
All I'm saying is, in India, we are starved. We are starved of entertainment. We need entertainment. We only believe in entertainment in two forms. One is cricket matches and cricketers, and the other is Bollywood and the icons that we made out of Bollywood
out of
stars.
Both.
So three things sells in India. One is films, the other is cricket as in sport, and the third is politics. These are the three things which bind India together.
Mr. Soni is waiting for us, but I should point out,
find all
again, Rahul, I must disagree somewhat with you on this point. It's because of the IPL. A lot of people would say that we've got a Kabaddi league, we've got ISL, a badminton league, and a hockey league. This league business started with the IPL.
So Vishnu, you're absolutely right. IPL actually is a great product. Who says IPL is bad? I think the way IPL is run is bad.
Okay.
We need to infuse confidence in every stakeholder.
Okay. Mr. Bimal Soni, come in over here.
In cricket and in IPL is the common citizen who watches cricket.
Mr. Soni, it's a trust deficit is what Rahul Mehra is saying. There is a trust deficit on the Indian Premier League.
Vishnu, first of all, I'd like to say that Rahul has gone off track. We were supposed to discuss whether IPL should remain in India or abroad. As far as BCCI is concerned or mistrust is concerned, I would not like to comment. I am here as a cricketer who's talking about IPL, and whatever BCCI problems are, Lodha Committee and Supreme Court is looking into it. And I wish everything is set right. That's one part. But as far as IPL is concerned, it is the best entertainment cricket could give to the common man. In India, we hardly have any entertainment. We used to see Bollywood movies or listen to songs and Chitrahar in TV at some time. But today, Bollywood is been left behind by what IPL is giving to a common man. But the IPL bashing crowd, whoever it may be, only talks about IPL being a paisa league, IPL spending money. IPL is bringing us money. IPL is giving us business. In a town like Jaipur where I live, if IPL comes, we get all hotels full. So, IPL has done a lot. It has, as rightly said by Shukla ji, it has become a global mark. It has got a global mark. And I can tell you one more thing, Vishnu. All cricketers wanted to go and play county cricket in England because that was considered the home of cricket. But today, all cricketers all over the world want to come and play IPL in India. So India has become the,
lot of these cricketers may be willing to play outside the country as well. It would be called the Indian Premier League, but it could be held in the Caribbean perhaps, even Bangladesh or South Africa. These cricketers from abroad would still go there. The money is the same. It comes from the IPL. Does it really matter whether it's being played here or elsewhere, since the large audiences are television?
No, I'm sorry.
It would continue to be broadcast.
Vishnu, we are having a Bangladesh League. We are having a West Indies League. But IPL is IPL. And believe it, IPL, yes, I agree with Rahul that it should be monitored closely. There's no match fixing proved in that, but we are enjoying the game. At the same time, we are getting cricketers out of it. Look at the way the cricket's style has changed. Look at the way you got Hardik Pandya and the other Pandya coming in. You got so many youngsters. Ajinkya Rahane is a product of IPL. So you got so many cricketers who have come out. And it's helping Indian cricket go more. Indian cricket today is on top of the world.
Okay, Rahul Mehra.
So these are one points.
Rahul, you want to come in over
this
there?
This is one side.
Mr. Soni, yes, very briefly, go ahead.
What I am trying to say is that Indian Premier League should be played in India. Yes, symbolically, if it has been shifted because of the drought in Maharashtra, accepted. But we are having a solution. We are not using potable water. We are using sewerage water. We can go to places where there is not a problem.
Okay.
So all these things can be settled by the governing council. But taking it out of India is not the right thing. At the same time, what Anurag Thakur has said is out of frustration. Anywhere they are shifting the league, they are having PILs. What are people saying? The grounds are still watered. Jaipur ground is in excellent condition without the IPL taking place. The water is being spent. So once IPL comes, will it ruin the rock? Will it create drought? Sir, I've got your point.
We have a limited amount of time. I want to go back to Rahul for just the last few moments. Is there anything wrong in what Mr. Soni was saying? The issue of water can be sorted out. The IPL has encouraged, for example, sewage plants to come up all in different states. It is not potable water which is being used. Don't we need to look holistically at this picture?
Vishnu, we can't run away from the reality that IPL and cricket is the best platform if you want to raise national concerns. And drought today is a national concern. If you you have to take it in your stride. If you have created, Mr. Shukla was talking about, 95%, the study has come, 92% of Indians watch cricket. If you want to create an impact on a certain issue, and drought is a certain issue, is a national issue, therefore 92% of Indians automatically read about it. If you use IPL and cricket as a platform,
why should the IPL take it in our stride? No, take it in our stride, and the IPL, the game of cricket, a lot of people would say gets affected. Why should cricket have to suffer?
I'm sorry, you know. Imagine this is
dealt with at a different level.
Vishnu, how can you compare drought with a handful of billions and billions of dollars because of we the people of India? I mean, it's we the people who make this game. 92% of Indians watching in India make the kind of revenues that BCCI goes to the bank laughing. And if in the process
a national issue
is being brought on the forefront,
of course it's a national issue.
Cricket,
it's being brought in the forefront. There is no doubt about that.
How many shows, Vishnu,
yes,
did you run? How many shows on your channel, Vishnu, did you run on drought in India before IPL facing the casualty? Please tell me how many.
Between 20 to 30 stories, Rahul, and a series we continue to run. All right, they mean
Vishnu.
Check the records.
You know, Vishnu. Let's be honest about it, Vishnu. It is cricket and IPL and various other events around cricket which give that platform to people.
Okay.
And I won't blame that. Drought is a serious issue. Yes, there are certain other problems. The sugarcane industry is a problem out there. Various other issues. If there is an emergency situation, why only cricket grounds, golf?
Okay, field, Mr. Soni, I think the point that Rahul is trying to make is that look, everything needs to be looked at holistically. You can't hold one separate from the other.
Vishnu,
Mr. Soni, yes, so last
Vishnu,
comment.
There has to be a start.
Ideally, as a citizen, as a person, if state governments have failed,
I won't say that they...
Okay, Rahul, hang on a minute. Mr. Soni, last comment, you'll be out of time. Mr. Soni, yes.
And EPL being played
what
in
what
India.
What I'm trying to say, Vishnu,
why are talking about
Rahul is
IPL
right. While he's talking about the issue being brought to light, I agree with Rahul, but not at the expense of cricket. I am here as a cricketer. I am not a politician. But I am an Indian citizen. I would like to help the drought people. Desalination plant, if it is to be put in Bombay and Marathwada, I would like to do that. But I would like to contribute by way of cricket matches, by way of money from cricket matches, by festival matches. I am here as a citizen to help the drought farmer.
So how many?
I am here to help the people who are suffering.
How many charity matches have happened?
Don't do cricket bashing. Don't do cricket bashing at the expense of cricket.
How many charity matches happened?
Bring
and
to light
BCCI the use this platform.
What are the ministers doing?
BCCI
what
use
are
this,
what are the
BCCI
political
use
parties
this as an
doing?
Opportunity and IPL use this as an opportunity for a corporate, as a corporate social responsibility, and said upfront that we are a not-for-profit organization. Our coffers are filled.
But they are a profit. They are a for-profit organization. And we, what's wrong with being a for-profit organization?
And we have a corporate social responsibility,
yes,
of ours.
Exactly.
Are willing to give that much of money
and
for
broadband? Money is being pumped in for cricket.
Let BCCI say that.
All right. I think in all of this, Rahul, I think that the last point you made, I think a lot of people would agree that perhaps the BCCI should have a few matches where funds are generated which can go towards an important cause, perhaps drought, perhaps another cause. I'd like to thank both of you very much for joining us. But it's interesting now that there are many in the IPL who believe that it's deeply frustrating to hold cricket in India in these situations. Were they just speaking out of frustration, or will IPL in 2017 actually possibly be moved out of the country? Out of time. Thanks for being here.